Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Wednesday, August 21st. You'll be interested to know, 113 years ago, today in 1911, Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa was stolen from the Louvre by three Italian handymen and was not recovered until 2 years later. The media sensation surrounding the theft helped make it one of the world's most famous paintings. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny day, with just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. and a high near 73. Expect a gentle west wind around 7 miles per hour. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low of 56 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Wednesday will be at 12:30 with the low tide just before 8. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 68 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny days through Sunday, with highs gradually rising from the mid-70s to the mid-80s and light west winds. Nights will be mostly clear to partly cloudy, with lows in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, heading to Boston for Labor Day weekend? You are not alone. Boston is among the top 10 destinations in the United States for Labor Day travel, according to AAA booking data. Other popular spots include Orlando, New York, Las Vegas, Denver, Chicago, and San Francisco. Seattle, Washington is the number one destination, with travel to the city up nearly 30% from last year. Domestic travel is up 9% overall, while costs are down 2%. Gas prices are expected to be lower, around $3.50, compared to last year's $3.81. International travel is down 4%, with costs up 11%, and most travelers heading to Europe. Now on to sports. Tom Brady, now a rookie broadcaster, expressed his frustration over the game being dumbed down for rookie quarterbacks during a conversation with Stephen A. Smith at the Fanatics Fan Fest. Brady lamented that young quarterbacks are forced to play early because the game has been simplified. He noted, "We used to spend hours in the offseason in training camp trying to be better, but now coaches don't go deep because players cannot." Brady also criticized college football, stating that players now learn a playbook instead of a program. He believes the game has changed, but opinions on whether it's better or worse vary. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road beat the Astros 6-5. Today, the Sox close out this series with a day game. In top news, worsening air pollution is causing lung cancer rates to rise globally. In Taiwan, a majority of new cases affect non-smokers, offering powerful lessons for the world. 2/3 of lung cancer patients there have never smoked. Studies show increasing lung cancer rates among non-smokers, with air pollution as a key factor. Taiwan's robust screening programs have improved early detection and survival rates. The United States could benefit from similar strategies to address rising lung cancer cases among never-smokers. In business news, Notion hitting another all-time high on Tuesday. Gold's spot price rose to $2,543.76 per troy ounce, marking a record in a year where the S&P 500 index also gained 18%. Persistent demand from global central banks may explain this trend. They bought a record amount of gold in the first half of the year, with plans to increase reserves further. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $59,400. Ethereum is just under $2,600. And Solana is $142. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Against all odds, an asteroid mining company, Astroforge, is making headway. Co-founders Jose Kane and Matt Gyalich have successfully raised $40 million in funding, bringing their total to $55 million. In April 2023, Astroforge launched the Brocker 1 mission on a SpaceX transporter flight, but encountered technical issues. They are now preparing for the Odin mission, set to launch later this year, aiming to fly by a near-Earth, metallic-rich asteroid. Additionally, they plan to launch the Vestry mission in 2025, intending to dock with and sample an asteroid. And in entertainment news, the new film, It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni, is marketed as a love story, but it delves deeply into the complexities and heartbreaks of domestic violence. Bridget Stump, founder and executive director of Network for Victim Recovery of Washington, D.C., highlights the importance of content warnings for sensitive topics. Stump criticizes the film for not providing adequate warnings or resources for survivors, emphasizing the need for trauma-informed storytelling. She suggests that Hollywood adopt practices from TV shows, offering pre- and post-production support to ensure viewers are prepared and cared for. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the French painter, Eugène Delacroix. And he said, "What moves men of genius, or rather what inspires their work, is not new ideas, but their obsession with the idea that what has already been said is still not enough." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.